When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Toby Altizer in for Beamidge today. So, going into the playoffs, hoping Washington can get to that 7 seed. Longest playoff win droughts in the NFC.
I don't care.
You don't care?
I mean, I get it because it's something that occurred, right? Like, these are factual, but everything is so brand new here.
Correct.
That, like, the incredible ineptitude of various previous regimes and, like, go back to Mike Shanahan, who everybody's fist fighting to put in the Hall of Fame. He couldn't win a playoff game.
Yeah,
I think we'll look back. I think two of the things we'll look back as a society in 50 years is the decision to push opioids and arrest people for marijuana is incredibly stupid. And the fact that Joe Gibbs' greatest accomplishment might have been winning a playoff game in Dan Snyder's ownership.
It's true.
It's crazy. I mean, it took Joe Gibbs, a guy that went to 4 Super Bowls in, 12 years. He was here 4 years, and he could win a playoff game, and that's the only playoff game they've won in this millennium. So I just don't care about that.
I don't even remember that game, JP. I'm so young, I don't even remember that game.
Really?
I don't. I remember losing to the Seahawks the
How
following week.
How old are you?
Week.
You're the actual youngest in charge.
Yeah, I'm 26. So I don't
Hold
remember.
Hold on, so the claiming youngest in charge is what, 27, 28?
Yeah, 27.
You're not even young anymore.
No.
Young compared to me, but to a 21-year-old, that's ancient.
No. So, but I don't even remember that game.
How old's Stallion?
I think he's a year younger than me. I think he's 25.
So he's the youngest in charge.
He would be the youngest in charge.
That dude's in charge of nothing.
Yeah, so I don't even remember that game. Like, everything that I remember about this team has been bad, essentially.
It's
a 2012 season.
All I'm saying is, like, it's just, it's so, like, as somebody that's been here now for some time, and I've seen it all just as a DC fan, as a Skins fan growing up, but, like, I've seen it professionally now for a decade, more than that, I guess. It's so dramatically different that to continue to point to this stuff from the past, you know, like, let's say, like, the Cowboys loss was terrible, right? That had nothing to do with similar losses from 7 years ago or 17 years ago. And the feeling inside the building, coaching staff, leadership, organizational alignment from ownership to GM to head coach to quarterback, like, everything is just so different that whatever that playoff win drought is, I guess, is since 05, right?
05,
January
yep.
of 06. It's relevant in that those are facts with certainty, but, like, it's irrelevant because Jaden Daniels might not have been born.
Well, and
you know,
it's,
like, it's just, it's so different.
It's so different because you look back at their playoff history. They lost in 2020. You remember that game, Taylor Heinicke making his start against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. The last time I felt somewhat confident going into a playoff game like they could actually win was 2015 against the Packers when they lost 35-18 with Kirko. And the reason you feel confident was because, you know, Green Bay wasn't playing well that year. And so that's, like, the last time. It's been, what, almost a decade since you felt like there was a real shot that they could win a playoff game? And
that, I think,
but you feel that way this year.
In 2012, in Robert's year, I think there was far more optimism towards, like, all right, this team could get kind of hot here.
Well, they're up at halftime of that game. So, you know, 2012.
Kirk's year, too, they looked really good late.
But you, like, my point is, like, you look at this year's team, to your point about it being different, you actually feel like this team, if they get in even if they have to go to Philly in the wild card round, they've got a shot. You know, 2020, they didn't have a shot. We knew that. Taylor Heinicke starting against the GOAT, Tom Brady. We knew that. That was a fun game. We loved the lore of it. They were never winning that ball game. They were in there because they won the NFC East when everyone sucked. Like, congratulations. But you feel like no matter who they face off against, even if it falls that they have to go to Detroit or they have to go to Minnesota in the wild card round, would it shock people around the NFL if Washington won?
No.
Absolutely not. But and that's something that's different about this team.
Even more than that, even if they lose, right? If they lose a wild card opener, say they go to Minnesota as the two seed and lose. Say they go to Detroit as the two seed and lose. I think it'll feel incredibly different because the Robert year, we might not have known it then, but it was a one-year rocket ship, right? Yeah. And the injuries kind of undid everything, and then Robert and Shanahan kind of undid everything, and then Robert was kind of washed because of the injuries. The Kirk year, they just weren't good enough. I think there were some fundamental flaws along the way. They always had tough injuries, and I think it's asinine that Jay's not back in the league running offense. I don't know if it was a Bruce call or if it was Jay's call, but they never got good enough leadership on the defensive side of the ball throughout that run to make a real chance at it. The 7-9 was obvious fool's gold. And one of the things that bothered me tremendously was after they lost to Tampa and then Tampa went and won the Super Bowl, I wrote a pretty scathing column about how stupid it was to try to claim some sort of moral victory about competing in the playoffs with the eventual Super Bowl champ. And one of what I think is a huge flaw of that Rivera regime was that one of them called me the next day pissed. They're like, yo, we're trying to build something. Why would you write that? We've got all this momentum. You got lollipops and rainbows, dude. Like, yeah. You lost. They were in control of that game. Heinicke scores late to make it look better than it was. That bothered me fundamentally. This team, even if they lose in the first round, which, dude, if they're going to Detroit or Minnesota or Philly, what are they, 9-point dogs?
Yeah, at least.
I don't know. Maybe it's a little tighter if it's Philly playing
yeah,
the third time.
But even
if that happens, the trajectory is so obviously pointing up, and the infrastructure surrounding the trajectory is so dramatically different than it used to be that it just all should feel differently. Even if we get hit with this playoff drought statistic in a month, like you should recognize the delineation point between what was and what is.
The most encouraging thing for me about this season has been that it seems sustainable, and you could make the argument that this might be the worst roster that Jaden's going to play with, at least during his rookie contract, if not for his entire career, because look how many people they had to turn over. They're building something here, and they're just at the ground floor, and they're probably going to make the playoffs. So you got to feel really good about where you're going. So even if you lose a playoff game, it feels like, okay, even if you're not able to get over the hump this year, it's coming soon. That's something that hasn't felt like that here in a long, long time.
Agreed. Let's check in on Philly, though, because they look like an absolute wagon. They've won 10 in a row. That defense is playing at an elite level. Our guy, Dave Zangaro, covers the Eagles, joins us next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.